Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation as we go back to Thursday night's Greg Gard radio show, where the head coach talked about some of the work his guys got in during the week. Specifically, he brought up Tuesday, where he dusted off an old game called Quick Strike, something that his players really enjoyed.
3 minutes on the clock, 5-on-5, and it promotes playing fast. So you, when you score, whatever amount of time was left on the shot clock, you get that many points. So if you score in 28, like in the first 2 seconds, like you get a breakaway or you have a turnover to a layup, you get 28 points. And we play the first team to 150. And the team was having a blast. You talk about work their butts off, run the floor, compete, and they're like, coach. And none of the, even the older guys, I think we've done it with the older guys, remembered it. And so they're like, coach, can we do that again someday? It was like, it's kind of like one of those games at recess you pull out as a teacher that, you know, capture the flag or whatever, that doesn't get pulled out every time, but it allowed them to do what we want to do in terms of emphasizing transition. And you can, it doesn't matter how I put the teams, because you score fast and it doesn't matter. I can imbalance the teams in terms of experience, talent, etc. If you score fast, you get more points.
We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report total sales.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with our halftime conversation with head coach Greg Gard from Thursday night's radio show. Seems every year we bring up the importance of the scout team. It could be really, really tough, especially this time of year where things can drag if you let them. Yeah, but the scout teamers here don't do that. They're certainly not doing it this season. It's a very important component to putting together a good program.
And I think it's really important. It's something I always felt was important, even in my time as an assistant, that you have to be really specific about who you have sitting in that locker room, specifically those people in the walk-on positions, that they have to make sure they have the right things in mind, that they're not going to get the 25 shots a game like they did in high school. They're not going to have TV cameras and microphones in their face. They're not going to play, quite frankly, most often. Now, there's always an avenue. We've had some that have come through the ranks and have worked their way into it. But by and large, having them understand their role and embrace their role and being stars in their role. And we've been fortunate, knock on wood. And I think our vetting process helps making sure the right people are in that locker room, because that's important. If you have somebody that's discontent that, you know, isn't playing or is in that role, and they're creating toxicity in the locker room, that's unhealthy. I don't care where you sit in the locker room in terms of the pecking order, so to speak. And we've been very fortunate to have really good team-oriented people in those chairs.
That's head coach Greg Gard. That is our halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At the half, Purdue leads Wisconsin 37-36. Before we get to some of our first half stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're
are listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Time to check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Kind of a roller coaster for Wisconsin. Ends up on a hot streak, 14-27 overall for the field. 6 of 18 from 3, just 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Badgers have two more buckets than the Boilermakers. They're 12 out of 25, 3 of 8 from the arc, but 10 of 14 at the foul line. Boilers a plus 3 on the glass. 12 buckets, 10 assists for Purdue. 7 of those from Braden Smith. 9 dimes for Wisconsin, and despite the bump and grind that this game has been at times, just 3 turnovers aside, paint points in favor of Purdue at 16-12. At the half, Purdue 37, Wisconsin 36. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We're getting ready for the second half. Purdue 37, Wisconsin 36. If you're just checking us out, the Badgers will go the rest of this game without Kamari McGee, hit with a flagrant 2, running into a Trey Kaufman-Wren screen. And after a long review, the common foul was upgraded to a flagrant 2, and it's one that has a lot of folks who watch a lot of basketball with no dog in this fight saying that was a terrible call. Such as it is, Badgers have to play on, and Butchie,
and they did.
They're down by just 1.
I would just say they did, Matt. That was the thing. We talked about it. I said live. I said remove the Wisconsin analyst role here just as a basketball guy that covers enough of this. Didn't think it was the right call. That being said, they responded to it. They did what they needed to do. It's a one-point game. However, here are a couple things that I look at with this game. You got 2 fouls by Stephen Cole, 2 fouls by Nolan Winter, 2 fouls by John Blackwell. How do they handle this second half, knowing it's going to be a physical game, knowing that the whistle's probably going to be a little bit tighter? The other thing, fast break points for Wisconsin. They've given up 10 of them to Purdue. They've given up 10 of them. That was the first thing we talked about. Limit the fast break points, the transition points by Purdue. They didn't do a great job of that in the first half. Let's see if they can tighten up in the second half.
Certainly the most glaring first half stat right there. Badgers get the first possession of the second half. Moving to our right, Blackwell hands off to Tanjay. High on the right, feeds Max Klesman at the top of the circle. Works off a Kraus screen to the left wing. Out to Stevie. Open 3, left of the circle. Badgers take the lead. First points today for Stephen Kraus, and it's 39-37 Wisconsin. Opening minutes, second half. Boilermakers, their first possession moving to our left. Brayton Smith sets it up against John Blackwell. High screen, Kaufman-Wren. Stopping the dribble is Smith. Throwing to Kaufman-Wren. Flips it right side for C.J. Cox. And a pass intended for Kaufman-Wren. It gets there. It was deflected at first by Tanjay. Now Kaufman-Wren backing on Blackwell. Turns up right hand. Off the window and in.
And that's when John Hammond, too, he just wasn't going to be ultra physical there.
It's going to be a tough matchup to begin with. But you're right, even tougher with those 2 fouls.
Well, he got switched, and you can't get switched onto that matchup. That's the problem.
Tied at 39. A minute gone by second half. Tanjay high on the left. Whips it to Kraus, top of the circle. High low into Winter. 1 pump low on the left, up and in. Winter with 10. Badgers lead 41-39. A minute 15 into the second half of play at Mackey Arena. Braden Smith walks it to the front court. Soft bounce, Kaufman-Wren, left wing, isolated on Kraus. Kaufman-Wren backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand, good again.
Yeah, look to Purdue's going to look to get Kevin Durant a little bit more involved. Only 6 shot attempts in that first half.
He's been efficient. He has 13 today in the first 4 of the second half of the Boilers, tied at 41. Max Klesmit goes cross court. Tanjay will catch left wing, drives off the wing, in the lane, knocked away. Smith, foul called on Braden Smith. That'll be his second, first of the half on the Boilermakers. A minute 47 gone by, second half. Badgers and Purdue tied at 41. Ooh. Smith pleading his case.
Yeah, there might have been a case to plead.
A lot of ball there?
There was a lot of ball there.
Blackwell, baseline left, throws it into Crowell. Finds a cutting Winter in the lane. And got, oh, that's going to be 3 on three. Braden Smith reaching in there, and that is huge. How about Nolan Winter with the good cut?
Well, and Purdue has switched that, so the big should be able to go to the front of the rim. That's what they've done.
Big turn of events there. A lot of ball there, too.
There was a lot of ball there, too. But when you go to the rim hard, that's what happens. You put yourself in a situation to be able to get to the free throw line.
Winter misses the first free throw. The Badgers remain the best free throw shooting team in the country on a record pace, an NCAA record pace, but just 2 of 5 here so far today. Second free throw for Winter is good. 42-41, Wisconsin. We're not quite 2 minutes into the second half. Smith stays in there with that third foul early in half number 2. Kaufman Wren catches left elbow, dribbles right lane line, down the lane, runs it up and in. Kaufman Wren with 6 early ones in the second half, 43-42, the Boilermakers. Klesmit off the screen from Crowell, throws to Winter, deep 3, left of the circle, around the rim and out, no good. Braden Smith the rebound. He'll turn and bring it up the floor, flips it to C.J. Cox, bounces Caleb first, baseline right. Scoops to Smith to the right wing. Operates against Tanjay, throwing to Kaufman Wren, hands it back to Smith, slips to Kaufman Wren, goes to the goal, layup good. Can't stop him right now. He has 8 in the second half, 3-point lead for the Boilermakers.
And you knew he was going to be a focal point. Like I said, he only had 6 shot attempts in that first half.
Klesmit throwing to Nolan Winter, feeds Tanjay in the left wing, 45-42 Purdue. Tanjay left corner 3, he hit it, and we're tied at 45.
That is such a tough shot. I mean, man.
He's had 2 of those today. Yes. Really.
And I mean,
tough
he does
threes.
It all year long. Don't get me wrong, but like that step back, like that's such a tough shot.
Kaufman ran against Crowell, right lane line, kicks it CJ Cox off the right wing, backing on Tanjay, out Kaufman Wren. 3 minutes gone, second half, tied at 45. Kaufman Wren backing on Crowell, backing, kicks, Cox, left corner 3 is good. Second 3 for CJ Cox, 48-45 Purdue. 3:15 into the second half. Nolan Winter, a throw to Klesmit on the right side. Max feeding Winter, wide pass, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Braden Smith of Purdue.
Now, offensively, defensively, for Wisconsin, offensively, Purdue. Purdue's going to Kaufman Wren. Wisconsin defensively just has to have some more bodies around him to try to make it a little bit more difficult. He's scoring. Last possession, you saw him sprayed out for that 3. Just have to show some more bodies to him.
Gilmore in, Winter out. Crowell, left wing, throws to Tanjay. John driving to the line in the lane. One pump, squeezes through and scores off the glass. He has 15, 48-47 Purdue. 3.5 minutes gone by, second half of play. Smith walks it through the midcourt logo as Blackwell defends. A bounce for Kaufman Wren. Faces up top of the foul circle. Hands it back to Smith. Glides to the right side. At the free throw line, works left lane line. 10-footer is through for Braden Smith. He has 6. 50-47, the Boilermakers. 4 minutes into the second half. Here's Max Klesmit right side. Hooks to Gilmore. Badgers down 3. Early second half of play. Tanjay steps back. Snaps off a 3 straight away. Tie game and 1. Foul called on Caleb first. 3-point bucket for Tanjay. And a free throw coming up when we come out of the timeout.
Kid's been special.
Ooh, he is heating up in the second half. Breaking the action in West Lafayette. Today's game brought to you by Rail Transport. Offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15:48 remaining. Wisconsin 50, Purdue 50. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. And horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 15:48 remaining. Wisconsin 50, Purdue 50, and John Tanjay will be at the free throw line in a moment.
I mean, if you look at defensively for Wisconsin right now, they haven't been great. Purdue's been running some good action, but offensively, that's where Wisconsin's been so good. John Tanjay really has taken over yet again and again. And the level of difficulty on the shots that John is making right now is ridiculous. I mean, he's got 8 points already in the second half, 2 of 2 from three. He got to the bucket one last, like, just been really aggressive and understanding that he's needed to do that.
Caleb first with that foul. That's his third. Heidi is on the floor for the Boilermakers. Badgers have Gilmore, Crow, Klesmet, Blackwell, and at the foul line, John Tanjay, a 92% free throw shooter. He's 9 of 10 in the game at Iowa last Saturday, making it 9 in a row after missing his first. He connects on this free throw, and it's 51-50 Wisconsin. 15:45 remaining at Mackey Arena. Braden Smith will throw to Fletcher Lawyer on the left wing. Lawyer with Klesmet on him, a throw to Smith. Out high, slips at Kaufman Wren, kicks at Lawyer, fakes the three, rhythm dribble, takes the three, and it's off the rim and over the glass.
And great closeout. I know, you know, there's a flyby situation there. Makes him put it on the floor. It takes him out of the rhythm.
There's Blackwell being bothered a bit in the backcourt by C.J. Cox. John gets it across. Bounces to Crow, top of the circle. Now one dribble, hands off to Blackwell, who has yet to score here today. Klesmet with a bounce to a curling Tanjay down the lane to the cup. Layup good for Tanjay, and he has 21 points today. 53-50 Wisconsin.
With 15 minutes still to go. I mean, he's been great.
Smith with a bounce for Kaufman Wren, right of the circle. He'll hand off to Smith. Smith skips it. Lawyer catches. Baseline left. And the runner, right hand, off the rim and out. No good. Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Klesmet. Right sideline to the front court is Max. Heidi is on Klesmet. Now Crow wraps it. Blackwell, a bump. They play on. Smith went down. Open space. Blackwell for three, and he splashed it. First points today for John Blackwell. 56-50 Wisconsin. 14 and a half minutes remaining. Smith brings it up for the Boilermakers. High screen from Heidi. And works off a Kaufman Wren screen to the right side. Kills the dribble. Looks for help. Finds Kaufman Wren off the left elbow. Faces up. Now back to the basket. Starts to back on Crowell. Backing Kaufman Wren. Still backing in the lane. Shakes. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Rattles out. No good. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin. 56-50 Wisconsin, 14:05 remaining. Tanjay up the Crowell screen. Tanjay going to work for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound C.J. Cox of Purdue.
I mean, you can't be mad with that shot just by the way he's doing it. Now we got another foul here.
And a foul is in the lane.
It's going to be on Steve. That's going to be his third.
Yep. Tied up in there, and that's three on Crowell. He comes out. Winter and Janicki. Winter is back in. Janicki is in. Blackwell will sit down.
It's that last three by John. If that goes in, puts him up nine. Man, this place gets real quiet real quick. Now they've got to find a way to get a stop here on this possession.
13:53 to play. Six-point lead. Wisconsin inbounds pass is deflected by Winter. Gathered by Kaufman Wren. A handoff to Smith. Smith driving in the paint. Kicks it. Heidi. Right corner three. Short. Rebound. Janicki of Wisconsin.
Here's your stop. Now get a good possession here offensively.
Here's Tanjay. Fakes the three. Drives off the left wing. In the lane. Jump stop. Up and in.
I would say that's a good possession.
That's a real good possession. Timeout Purdue. Good work. Tanjay off 2 feet. Gets the bucket in the lane. Boilermakers take a timeout. This will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 13:34 to play, Wisconsin 58, Purdue 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Comprehensive coverage of college basketball. Tune to Sirius XM Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car, and on the all-new Sirius XM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 8-point lead for Wisconsin at 58-50 over Purdue, 13:34 to play. Badgers 8 out of 10 here in the second half.
Yeah, that was just what they're doing offensively. All they've got to do is trade a couple of stops together. Purdue, we've talked about Wisconsin struggling on defensively. Well, they've tightened that up. Purdue defensively has not been good at all in the second half. A lot of that's been what Wisconsin has done. Like that last possession, it really is a crucial part of what this half has been for Wisconsin. John Tanjay had the three, shot fake, put it on the floor, got to the paint. you know, good to great. We hear that saying a lot. Well, that's what Wisconsin's done offensively. They've had good shots. They've turned those down for great shots.
There's Braden Smith up the floor. Waiting for him is Jack Janicki. A throw to Lawyer high in the left. Feeds Kaufman Wren top of the circle. He's checked by Nolan Winter. A handoff to Smith. Glides to the right side. Bounces Cam Heidi. Wide open three straight away is good. Not quite a 30% shooter from three, and he's been ice cold in the last five games, 1 of 11. That's a big three-point hit there for Heidi and the Boilermakers. The lead is 5 for Wisconsin. Janicki almost got his pocket pick. They work it along the perimeter high on the left to Max Klesman, and a whistle off the ball in the lane. Foul is called.
Cam Heidi there, yeah, and it was just Carter Gilmore trying to roll to the basket. There was a lot of contact there, and they blew the whistle.
13:02 remaining, 58-53. Wisconsin leads Purdue. It's the fourth team foul on the Boilermakers. Janicki baseline left, looking to inbound. Finds Carter Gilmore low on the left, slam dunk. They get the quick hitter as Gilmore flashing wide open inside.
Well, it's the way that Purdue guards that action. They're going to have those slips all the time for the big and the end line out of bounds.
60-53, Wisconsin. Kaufman Wren right of the circle. Hands off to Smith with a shot fake from three. Feeds Heidi left of the wheel. Turns it back to Smith right of the circle. Jab step, a throw to Fletcher Lawyer. He throws one up. Thought he was going to get a foul call. Didn't get the shot. Bodies on the floor.
Yeah.
And here comes Max Klesmet the other way. They play on. Now Max driving, and now they stop play, it looked like, at the other end.
And they called a foul down there. And I'll be honest here, Carter Gilmore got away with a foul. Trey Kaufman, right? There's no question about it.
Yeah, he had some carnage at one end of the floor and then a foul at the other end. What a mess. Fletcher Lawyer called for that foul, his first, and the team's fifth. 12:30 to play, 60-53, Wisconsin. Janicki baseline left, looking to inbound. And he'll throw it out high to Nolan Winter, outside left, puts it on the deck, left of the lane, stops mid-post, feeds Klesman, extra pass Janicki, right corner three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jakari Harris of Purdue. Harris off the Kaufman Wren screen to the line, in the lane, hits the brakes, feeds Smith, extra pass, Heidi left corner, backs mid-post left, throws to Harris, left of the lane, got cut off by Winter as Harris circles back out and try to shovel it inside. It gets kicked by Winter, shot clock bumped to 20. And now John Blackwell will check in for Wisconsin, replacing John Tanjay, who has 13 of his 23 points here in the second half.
And he's really offensively given this team a nice shot.
Got the under 12 media coming up here. 12:05 remaining. Smith baseline left will inbound. Darts it into Harris. Took a look from three. Now drives baseline left. Janicki cut him off with help from Blackwell. A throw out to Cox feeding Smith. He drives, kicks. Cox open three left side. Off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound. 11:52 remaining. 60-53 Wisconsin. Blackwell to the front court. Harris defending. Now Gilmore at the top. Taps it to Klesman high on the right. Left-hand toss. Winter feeding Janicki. Drives off the left wing and throws it up. No good. Rebound Heidi. Up the floor comes Braden Smith. Smith to the line. Smith left of the lane. Starts to bring it back out. Klesman. And now Winter on the double. Smith gets it to Cox. Extra pass. Heidi. Right corner three. Off the iron. No good. Winter the rebound. That led Klesman. 7-point lead Wisconsin. 11:20 remaining. Max, oh, they're going to get Braden Smith trying to tap it away from behind. And that's the fourth foul on Braden Smith as we have the under 12 media timeout. The plot thickens here in West Lafayette. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. We'll step away. 11:18 remaining. Wisconsin 60. Purdue 53. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
11 minutes, 18 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 60, Purdue 53. Let's clean something up. Everybody in the house, including Brayton Smith, thought that last foul was on him. It wasn't. It was on Trey Kaufman-Wren, who now has two fouls. Brayton Smith remains at three. I mean, Kaufman-Wren put his hands on his head going, oh, my goodness. He was trying to tap the ball away, but they called it on Kaufman-Wren. One thing, though, Butchie, that's team foul number six against Purdue. Wisconsin has just one. We still have 11-18 remaining.
Correct, and I think that's one of those things. Now, DJ Carson was the one that called that foul first, and Stephen Quell is rolling to the basket. That's where the contact happened. Right after that, that's where you look at Brayden Smith trying to reach in and foul there, too. So, obviously, DJ had that foul happen first by Trey Kaufman-Wren. But I thought live that was on Brayden Smith just as much as everybody else did in this building.
Jack Janicki on the floor along with Max Klesmet, John Blackwell, Xavier Amos, and Nolan Winter. If you're just joining us, the Badgers without Kamara got hit with a flagrant two foul in the first half. Wisconsin putting up quite the fight and leading 60-53. Long way to go, 11-18 to play. Blackwell sideline, Wrights will inbound to Janicki against Smith, throwing to Amos. X gives it up to Klesmet. Max high on the left against Harris. Max to the line in the lane. The floater is good, just like the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament last March. 62-53, Wisconsin 11:05 remaining. Brayden Smith walks it front court for the Boilermakers. Jack Janicki in the defensive stance. Smith rocks the dribble. Fans out to the right side, hooks it to Cam Heidi, fakes the three, puts it on the deck, drives the lane, whips it inside. Kaufman-Wren catches up, got it, count it, and a foul. Kaufman-Wren with 19, 10 of those here in the second half.
And that's, we just got a good college basketball game going on right now. I mean, Wisconsin's making plays, Purdue's coming down, and they're answering. Just felt like if Wisconsin could have got another stop there, maybe they could have found a way to kind of, I don't want to say take the heart a little bit of Purdue, but you could feel that. And what does Purdue do? They come down and they give you a great answer.
Foul is on Amos, his first. Kaufman-Wren with the free throw, and it's good. A three-point play for the Boilermakers. 62-56, Wisconsin, 10:50 remaining. Janicki up the floor for the Badgers against Brayden Smith in the backcourt. Now he releases. Janicki breaks the mid-stride, throws to Amos high on the left, gives it up to Klesmet. Klesmet off a high screen, left elbow. Now retreats above the arc. Kaufman-Wren is checking him. 12 on the shot clock. Amos turns to Winter high on the right. Tightly guarded by Miles Colvin. Shot clock is down to five. Here's Mad Max for three. Left of the circle. Back rim no good. Rebound tipped, and it's run down by Blackwell. John off the right wing. Feeds Janicki. Throws to Amos. Hooks it to Klesmet high on the left. Tries on Kaufman-Wren. Goes to the goal. Got it. Count it. And a foul. Mad Max with a grown man take, and he has an and one.
And that's what happens when you get an offensive rebound. The defense has shifted over. All of a sudden, it leads for a driving opportunity there by Max.
They get Miles Colvin for the foul. That's his second, 64-56. Wisconsin, 10-13 remaining. Klesmet, 84% free throw shooter, and he knocks it down. And the Badgers have matched their longest lead of the day at 9 points. And Nolan Winter is limping, favoring his right leg. And Steven Crowell's going to come in for him. 65-56, Wisconsin, with 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play. And Nolan slowly making his way to the Wisconsin bench. Athletic trainer Brent Brent Neuharth will take a look at him. And here comes Braden Smith for the Boilermakers. Smith to the line, in the lane, hit the brakes, kicks it Colvin, left corner. Feeds Cam Heidi. He'll penetrate in the paint. He pivots in a tough spot. Good pass into Kaufman. Ran low on the left field catch and finish.
Just two really good. I'm going to say it again, but you see one answer, another answer. Now, if you're Wisconsin, you can't offensively keep trying to put pressure. The one thing you want to avoid more than anything is to let Purdue have a run.
65-58 Wisconsin with 9:43 to play. Amos high on the left for the Badgers. Kills the dribble, throws to Blackwell along the left sideline. Tightly defended by Harris. He's really getting into him. John turns the corner to the line, kicks Janicki. Right corner, three, book it. Jack Janicki with his second long ball. 68-58 Wisconsin. 9:25 to play. Smith to the front court. Smith out between the circles. Janicki defends. Smith left-hand dribble in the lane. Throws to Kaufman. Wren bobbles. Now gathers off the right elbow. Starts to back on Crow. Kicks it out to Colvin. Top of the arc. Refeeds Kaufman. Wren. Spinning in the lane. Goes up low on the right end. In. Pretty move inside Trey Kaufman. Wren. 68-60 Wisconsin with 9 minutes to play. Jack Janicki on the right side. He'll throw to Amos. Wraps it to Klesman. Fakes the three. Max off the wing. Knocked away, got it back, almost turned it over. Janicki rotates to Blackwell, behind the back on the dribble, off the wing, feeds Max, snaps off a three, left side, short, no good. Long rebound, Kaufman ran, it's loose, batted around, Blackwell trying to gather, they got a tie-up, arrow, Purdue. 8:37 remaining, 68-60, Wisconsin, Tanjay and Gilmore will come in now. Trey Kaufman Wren is limping, favoring his right leg. Kaufman Wren in a lot of pain as he goes over to the bench area. Caleb First will come in. Lawyer replacing Jakari Harris.
Looks just like a cramp there for Kaufman Wren. But now if you're Wisconsin, really load up to Braden Smith, knowing that's where, you know, he's going to try to really attack in this situation.
Smith with 6 points and 9 assists so far today. He has the ball at the center circle. Glides off to the right side. Smith through a double team. Finds Heidi in the right corner. Throwing to Fletcher. Lawyer curls off the wing in the lane. Ran into Crow. Kicks to Colvin. Colvin to the line in the paint. Up over Tanjay. Off the rim, no. Rebound tapped and snapped away by Gilmore of Wisconsin. 8-10 remaining. 8-point lead for the Badgers. Tanjay off the Crow screen. Tanjay baseline right. Steps back. Goes to work again. In a double team, in trouble, finds Janicki, left corner three, got it! Oh my goodness, hello Jack Janicki! 71-60 Wisconsin, 7:50 remaining.
And why is he in this game? This is Kamari McGee's minutes right now. You talk about being ready for your moment.
Jack Janicki is ready. Here's Caleb First at the top of the circle, scoops it to Braden Smith, high on the right. Smith against Crow, small against a big, into First, low and left, goes up, blocked, but a foul, and this will be assessed to Carter Gilmore. That'll be his second as we're at the under eight. Media timeout. Jack Janicki with 11 points, helping Wisconsin to an 11-point lead. We'll take a break. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:32 to play, Wisconsin 71, Purdue 60. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A couple hours before today's game, talking with some Purdue folks, and one in particular said, you know who the Purdue coaches who are really, they're really impressed with on the Wisconsin roster? Thinking it would be Blackwell or Tanjay. They said Jack Janicki. So he could be the next really good player for Wisconsin. I'll be honest about it. Going into the Iowa game, I thought he had hit a wall. Jack hit a big three in that game against the Hawkeyes. He's hit 3 threes today, a career best 11 points today. Remember, he had 9 back in November against Arizona. Right now, Wisconsin leads Purdue 71-60 with 7:32 remaining.
And I even wrote on my notes and said, play of Jack Janik just when Kamari McGee came out. They made that run because of what he kind of brought to the game.
Caleb first at the free throw line, short with the first throw as Trey Kaufman Wren now will check back in for Camden Heidi.
Now you know Purdue's going to have a run.
Oh, yeah.
You do. So how do you handle that? How do you handle that wave? It's going to happen at some point.
First, a 64% free throw shooter. Hits the second, so he gets a split. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. And now John Blackwell with one of the better defenders around. Brayden Smith on him. Now he will release. Blackwell brings it across left side of the front court. 71-61, Wisconsin. 7:20 remaining. Crow, top of the arc. Throws to Janicki on the right wing. He's with Lawyer. Refeeding Crow. Turns to Blackwell high on the left. 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell retreats near the center circle. Shot clock at 5. High screen Crow. Blackwell left side. 3 on the way. Well short. Janicki trying to save. Threw it away into the hands of Miles Colvin. And here comes Brayden Smith. Feeds Lawyer. Fakes the 3. Left of the lane. Scoops it up. Left hand. No. But he drew the contact. So he just threw it up there. And they'll get the foul on Stephen Crowell.
That's going to be his 4th.
Yep. Now Nolan Winter, who limped off a little while ago, is ready to come back in. Fletcher Lawyer at the foul line. 71-61 Wisconsin. Lawyer today 3 of 4 at the foul line. The Boilermakers are 12 of 17. First free throw is good. As a team, they haven't been great at the foul line. 72.5%, 73% in Big Ten play. Certainly not bad, but not great.
But not great. No, 11th in the league.
Lawyer with 11 points to make it 12 as he hits both free throws. Lawyer will come out. C.J. Cox is in. Winter in for Crow. 71-63 Wisconsin, 6:57 to play. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Gilmore ready to set a screen if needed. Now a throw to Gilly across the midstripe. Dribble handoff to Tanjay, high on the left. Tanjay against Caleb first. Tanjay steps back, now throws to Winter. Turns it to Janicki on the right side. Shakes, brings it up top, throwing to Gilmore, 10 to shoot. Tanjay high on the left. Colvin defends. One pump and a slip into Blackwell, low on the right, throws it up and in.
Just solid basketball. I mean, just solid basketball. Overplay, back door.
73-63, Wisconsin, 6:20 remaining. Smith high on the left, dribbles to the top of the arc. Off to Colvin, refeeds Smith. Janicki defends, Smith in the lane, darts at Caleb first. He'll hand off to Colvin, mid-range, right wing, off the rim, no good, rebound first, had it. Now Cox does, out to Colvin, he'll try a 3, good. Miles Colvin, a 29% shooter from 3, hits a big one. 73-66 Wisconsin, 5:55 remaining. And that gets the crowd going. Let's see what kind of answer the Badgers have. Janicki high on the right. And a high pass, Winter, and it knocked away by Smith and out of bounds to Wisconsin with 13 to shoot. And Max Klesman will check back in. 5:45 to play. 73-66 Wisconsin. Klesman in. Janicki out.
Now remember, Wisconsin's gotten the slip to the front of the rim on the end line out of bounds here. They're going to not take that away, but watch that three.
Inbounds pass. Winter feeds Max left side. 10 to shoot. Klesman against Colvin. To the line and a bump and a foul. And that gets Wisconsin in the bonus. As Max Klesman goes down hard. Matt Painter is not happy. Oh, Caleb First was in there, and again, that like a break for the old Fighting Badgers. And that foul on Caleb First is his fourth. Fletcher Lawyer coming in for C.J. Cox. 5:39 remaining, 73-66 Wisconsin. So Klesman at the line. He is one of one today. 12 points for Max this afternoon. This is a 1-1, and the front end is good. This is where the best free throw shooting team in America is to maintain that status. Badgers 6 of 9 now today. Still 5:39 remaining. Badgers have two fouls to give, if you're wondering. Second free throw is good for Klesman. 75-66 Wisconsin, 5:38 remaining. Here comes Braden Smith. He'll walk it through the midcourt logo. High screen, Kaufman Renz. Smith left lane line. One pump. Pivots. And a foul in the lane. Yeah. They'll get Gilmore, I think, against Kaufman Renz. Getting tighter.
Tighter's correct.
Yes. Three on Gilly now, and the team's fifth. 5:28 to play. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. Smith, baseline left, will throw it in. Looking. And looking and lobs it out to Kaufman Ren at the left point. Kaufman Ren against Gilmore. Hands off to Smith. Turns a corner. Free throw line into Kaufman Ren. In the paint. Darts it to Fletcher Lawyer for three. Right corner. He drills it. 75-69 Wisconsin with 5:12 to play. Blackwell to the front court for the Badgers. Blackwell out between the circles. Calmly gets it in motion. John left of the lane. Out to Winter. Nolan inside Gilmore, mid post right. Carter back out to Winter, 10 to shoot. Klesman high in the right. Kaufman Ren is on him. Max puts it on the deck, locks the dribble to the line, whips it inside. Tanjay slam dunk. Oh, great delivery to Tanjay. He has 25.
And just solid basketball. If your player loses vision of you, what do? Cut to the rim.
77-69 Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes remaining. Smith throwing to Kaufman Ren, top of the circle. Kaufman Ren operates against Carter Gilmore. He's ISO'd on him. Back, he knocked away Gilmore and swats it right to Greg Gard. Out of bounds with 12 to shoot, 4:23 to play. Badgers up 77-69. All the way in the backcourt, Fletcher Lawyer will inbound it. Looking, and he'll toss it in to Smith. Smith across half court, 10 to shoot. Smith against Blackwell. Smith pounding the dribble. Left of the lane, Smith fadeaway. Air ball caught weak side by Tanjay with 4:10 remaining.
Him up, John Blackwell. Woo-hoo. My goodness, what a defensive individual performance there.
Here's Tanjay, baseline right, peels it back out to Winter at the right point. Now Gilmore wraps to Blackwell high on the left. 3:55 to play, 12 to shoot. Badgers up 8. Blackwell to the line. Blackwell in the lane, hanging, goes up and in. John Blackwell with 7 here in the second half. 79-69 Wisconsin. 3:42 remaining. Here's Braden Smith, walks it across half court for the Boilermakers. High screen, Kaufman Ren. Smith slips it in, Kaufman Ren, 10-footer in the lane is good. 79-71 Wisconsin with 3:25 remaining. Letting it roll is Blackwell, and now he'll bring it up. Blackwell being bothered by Smith, and just breaking the midstripe is Blackwell, left side, driving, reverse layup is good. John Blackwell gives the Badgers a 10-point lead again. 3:10 to play, 81-71 Wisconsin. No, Blackwell fired up out there. Here's Smith high on the right, a screen from Kaufman Ren. Smith moving to his left, feeds Colvin, right corner three is good. Purdue not going away. 81-74 Wisconsin with 2:52 remaining. Purdue has two timeouts available. The Badgers have three. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. 7-point lead, Wisconsin, 2:40 to play. Klesmit right of the center circle. Fletcher Lawyer defends. Shot clock at 10. Klesmit trying to direct some traffic. Shot clock is down to 5. Max to the line. Max got tied up, and a foul is called. Whoa! That was a possession that was going nowhere. Under 4, immediate timeout. And a free throw, a 1-1 coming up when play continues. Klesmit trying to squeeze through Lawyer in first. We'll sort it all out. First, we'll tell you 2:29 to play. Wisconsin 81, Purdue 74. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer the largest in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to make your life simple, no matter how busy life gets. Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, Butchie Jontanjay, 25 points, doing great work in the second half. And you mentioned it, Jack Janicki, 11 points when they have dearly needed him without Kamari McGee.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just look at those guys, and then now all of a sudden John Blackwell, and you just, like, I mean, this has been one of those great, great games because guys have stepped up when their number's been called. And throughout, it's not like it's been one of those where, all right, this guy's on a heater, just throw the ball and get out of the way. No. Jontanjay, to start the second half, was electric. You look at Jack Janicki coming in. He banged a big three in the first half, then came into the second half after Jontanjay cooled off a little bit. He banged two threes. Then you look at how this thing closed out with John Blackwell. Just finding a way to get a defensive stop and then attacking and being, you know, really aggressive in what he's needed to do.
Purdue has one home court loss this season. That was on January 21st to Ohio State, 73-70. Still a lot of work to do here for Wisconsin. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play. The Badgers 81, the Purdue Boilermakers 74. And a 1-1 will be coming up for Max Klesmit when play resumes. That last foul was on Caleb First. He fouls out and finishes with 5 points. Cam Heide on the floor along with Colvin, Lawyer, Kaufman, Wren, and Smith. The Badgers have Gilmore, Winter, Tanjay, Blackwell, and at the free throw line, Max Klesmit, who has 14 points today. He's 3 of 3 at the foul line. Front end of the 1-1 is straight through. 82-74, Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Klesmit. Senior out of Nina, eyes the rim, free throw airborne, around and out, no good. Lawyer the rebound. 82-74, the Badgers, 2:25 remaining. Smith to the front court. He has 11 dimes here today. Smith high on the right. Throwing to Lawyer between the circles. Turns to Colvin, left of the wheel. Bounce pass Kaufman, Wren, left of the lane. Backing on Winter. Chase goes, hangs up and out, but a foul. Boy, Nolan Winter getting jostled in there.
Jostled, is right.
The Wisconsin bench really upset.
Yeah.
Both benches have been upset, by the way.
Correct. Now, I thought that could have been, before I said Trey Kaufman, Wren does a really good job of using that shoulder to not have the offense foul. That one looked like there was more of a chicken wing and more of the elbow to create the space. I could have seen that go the other way. Now, they weren't going to call it with 2:12 left, but.
Fallon Nolan is his third. Kaufman Wren shoots two, and he is good with a first. Well, how good has this guy been this season, and even better here of late for the Boilermakers? 27 points for him today, 18 in the second half, 82-75 Wisconsin. 2:12 to play. Second free throw, Trey Kaufman Wren on the way and good. And the Badgers lead is six. And Purdue showing pressure now is in wanting to inbound is Gilmore. Nothing available. Timeout Wisconsin. Badgers have three to burn. They use one of them now. With that, let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, your game reset. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to play. Wisconsin 82, Purdue 76. The next Purdue foul will have Wisconsin in the double bonus. The next Wisconsin foul will have Purdue in the 1-1. And the possession arrow belongs to Wisconsin.
And if you're Wisconsin right now, obviously, end line out of bounds, you've got to inbound the ball. That's the first thing. Do that. Know that, knowing that Purdue's going to try to make it difficult and then trap it. So be secure with your passes and understand, you know, where you want to go with the basketball.
Gilmore will throw it in. He's got Blackwell, Klesmet, Winter, and Tanjay. He can roam the baseline. Talking about Gilmore here. 6-point lead for the Badgers. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to play. Cam Heide is in the face of Gilly. Shuffles left, inbounds to Blackwell. Single coverage from Braden Smith. Blackwell up the floor, across half court to the right side. He'll throw to Gilmore between the circles. Carter feeds. Minutes to play. Tanjay, rather, throws to Gilmore high on the left.